USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are backing the State Department's move to stop Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying before several House committees today. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says the Democrats are putting on a clown show.
This entire thing is a political charade. We're here, we're ready for whoever's going to be testifying in the other room. But we have to be here because if we're not, Adam Schiff sure as heck is not going to tell you.
Speaking in Washington, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says a subpoena will be issued for the ambassador's testimony. President Trump insists he's not abandoning Kurdish-led forces as he defends Washington's relationship with Turkey in the face of angry backlash at his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Key allies of the president, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have expressed concern regarding the president's plan as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Toys R Us is out with a new website thanks to some help from Target. The site lets shoppers choose what they want and then sends them to Target's website to pay. The retailer is slowly reopening stores under new management after filing for bankruptcy. A Pittsburgh area couple has discovered where all the walnuts from a tree in their yard have been going. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It turns out squirrels had stored more than 200 of them for the winter under the hood of the couple's SUV. Charlie Persick says his wife called him at work to say the vehicle smelled like it was burning. When she popped the hood, she found walnuts and grass piled all over the engine. They took the SUV to a mechanic who found half a trash can's worth of walnuts under that hood. Persick says there was no extensive damage, but at least a hose needed to be repaired after the squirrels apparently chewed through it. The Persicks have also gotten a quote now on removing that black walnut tree from their front yard.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is backing free speech after receiving a lot of backlash over a previous statement on China. Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball-crazed China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
"When was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it. What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control. But apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.